I had a donor that reached out to me and wanted to be a regular donor for me. She wanted to establish an oversupply and pump just to donate to my baby. And in that situation, I would bring her replacement bags for breast milk, which I do for almost all of my donors. I always ask if they want them. So replacement bags to pump in. But I also would bring her a little bit of groceries. I would bring her something for her son. But then it progressed to the point where she was asking for money in exchange. She was asking for Christmas toys in exchange. And at that point, I started to get uncomfortable just because of how I feel about buying milk and not knowing what was going to happen to the milk at that point. So I stopped with donations from her after that.
Did she reach out to you and say, hey, how come you haven't come around?
Well, after I said no about the Christmas gift, I hadn't heard from her a while, and then she sent me a message out of the blue one day saying she was moving, she had all this milk in her freezer, and she was going to go, and she was just going to leave it. And then she had completely disabled her Facebook, and that was the only way I had to contact her, and I had no way to reach her after that, so I'm not sure what happened to her.
Given how intimate this thing is and how close you can at least feel towards them, even if you're not seeing them every day or something like that, that's a particularly disappointing.
It was definitely disappointing. I don't have a lot of very regular donors. I have a couple women that have donated to me, you know, maybe twice, maybe three times over the course of 7 to 10 months that I've been collecting milk. So I don't have a lot of women that I have that super close relationship with, and she was probably the closest to being a regular donor. So it was a very disappointing and twisted ending to that relationship.